Representative Deer, if she will get the implication, please.
Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of life. And Lord, I thank you for your love and grace and mercy upon us and for this time to acknowledge you in all things, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Madam. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
Dottie Barnett. James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
And Chair, you got four present and one absent.
Four present and one absent constitutes quorum. All business conducted will be official. We have no minutes to approve, so we'll go down to the order of business, being human resources. Mr. Hughes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First order of business, that's okay. I'd like to make sure we're working off the common budget page. The one that I'm working off has a bottom line of the requested amount for FY18 at $1,126,192. Is that correct?
Yes.
I want to make sure we have it. Is that correct? What? 1126192. Okay, got it? Okay. So what I'd like to do, and again, you can stop me at any point on questions, is walk down through the changes from last year to this year, and we'll start with the salary and wages. Because of hiring people with less experience, we've been able to reduce that by $7,070 over last year's salary and wages item, which in effect then alters the fringe by $3,471, so those are both reductions. Moving down the line of order supplies, we reduced that by $500, which was, I think, just a catcher that we were trying to balance out. Below that, we've been asked for an increase to increase our background checks because we anticipate we'll be doing some additional backgrounds on the health side this next year. So we've asked to move that to by $5,559 to the $25,590. Moving on down the page, we've asked on the conference and seminars where we bump that by $2,000. We feel we need just a little extra there as we move toward next year. Software licenses, we've actually reduced that by $30,000 in that the controller's office is now funding all the Paycom that we budgeted and we didn't have to, but we will be using the 122 to pay out some lease purchases on Laserfish. The other items are all the same, except when you move down to the equipment lease rental, we're moving that by $4,443 increase because we're going to need to replace a couple of copy machines in a couple of our offices. And so we need to bump that line item. But the only other ones then, if you move down to the telephone, we've reduced that by $5,590 down to the 14. That's what the new rate is for the number of phones that we have in our office complexes. And then the very bottom on the contractual, move that to $20,000. We've asked that be bumped $5,000 because we anticipate that we're going to do some additional training and we'd like to contract out some of that for training. So overall, our budget from last year to this requested budget is a reduction of $30,000.
Does anybody have any questions? No questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve the human resources budget. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Scott. A roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That budget is approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our HR personnel appreciate your work. Thank you.
Next is Veterans Affairs.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman.
Good afternoon.
This year is a budget for this fiscal year. Grand total from last year went over $186. The big item is I had to put additional $9,000 in there this year for we need a new copier. The first copier and the only copier we ever had we bought on 14 September 2007, and it's definitely in need of dire replacement, and that's a big item. Supplies have gone down, and if it hadn't gone down, they've remained the same. And that's all I presented. Mm-hmm.
And your fringe went down.
Yeah, I think fringe went up. Down on uniforms and accessories from 2000 because the amount of vests we're making now is minuscule, maybe one every 2 months. We've already made 741 tribe-wide, and I just don't see a whole lot coming in, hence.
Okay. Any questions?
Motion to approve.
Oh, yes.
I just might want to point out that during this process year, you look at Haseeba, funded out of Danny. He had to go back for supplemental appropriation right behind it, out of the interest permanent fund for $15,000, and that's already wiped out. And he's going back to the 364-949, but it didn't say to include it in the calendar year. But I just know he falls short every year. If you look at his previous FY16, he spent every dime he had. So.
Did you make a motion?
Yes,
please. Discuss it more.
Yeah. So are you all right with that?
Yes, Representative Jennings. I don't project at all that I'll be back in for a supplemental budget this fiscal year. In fact, we will not be back for a supplemental budget. Period. And if I do, I should be honest.
Okay.
We'll not be back.
Mr. Davis, were you directed to cut your program 10% last year?
I believe so. I believe so. I think we did too, Representative Scott.
Did that make any difference?
I
know it wasn't supposed to affect the clientele service, but any other things did it affect?
Not really, sir. It did not affect the clientele service. It was still going after the VA. No, that we could operate on a dollar remain. It's going after the VA won't affect it at all, sir. We came back for supplemental budget. The big reason is for direct assistance to our veterans in need, which there is a gap out there, which we can fill. And then improvements to the center court. We have a new Killed in Action plaques made, and that was a big ticket item. So, and like I said, this big ticket item this year is only the Cocker. Believe me, sir, I don't want to give you a Cocker, but we have to. I've held on it for 10 years. We don't trade cars in. The car was bought in 2011. We just don't trade stuff in over there. We try to make it rubber band as possible. But no, sir, I don't think of lack of money, which there isn't, sir. We'll operate fine, sir. We will. We will not be back for supplemental budget. If I am, then I should be punished severely.
Thanks,
sir. Okay. Well, if I do, Chief will yell at me again.
Okay. Okay.
If he yells at me a lot.
Okay. Motion was made by Representative Jennings for due pass or approval. Is there a second? Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Richard Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Budget is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the Citizenship Board.
Regarding our budget, pretty much everything is the same. The total budget from fiscal 2017 going into 2018. The only major change was that the indirect cost that did go down from $219,599 to $177,369. That was put into our supplies as well as our travel due to we do extensive remote enrollments and things like that, whether it be for communities or at large groups.
Have any questions?
I do.
Yes.
Okay, on the manager 7, you have an increase of $2,000. The second one on the list. And then the fourth one on the list, you have an increase of $13,000. The salary range goes from $40,000 to $52,000. With this $13,000 increase, you need a reclassification.
Okay, regarding that, I'll let the director know of reclassification that needs to be done.
Well, and then going on down the list to the enrollment specialist, you've taken that money out of that position and given these other two raises, but it too will have to be reclassified because it's less than the $45,000.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let the director know about the reclassifications of the salaries.
So,
do we need to bring them back in?
We'll meet the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to postpone until the
23rd. Motion by Representative Jennings to postpone until the 23rd. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is postponed until the 23rd.
Okay.
is the election board. Do the same as the others and go down and
So looking from 2017 to next year, one of the big changes is the change in salaries and wages. We're actually reducing that by over $20,000. That's due to a position that we decided to close out in the office area. The office staff was at 5 full-time employees. We're taking that down to 4 full-time employees. That change is already coming into effect for this year. So we are currently working with 4 employees instead of 5. So next year, that's going to lower down the salaries and wages, which affects, fringe. We've also are going to reduce the amount of meetings for the board. Whereas in 2017, that was budgeted for 50 meetings at $250 per board member for each meeting. We're budgeting for 36 meetings at $200 per board member. We're asking a $5,000 increase for travel. I have been in discussions with the director of the citizenship board. We're going to partner up with them in more of their outreach opportunities to the citizens in order to go out and do more outreach for and to register more voters at these remotes that they do, especially the at-large citizens. That's where we need to do a lot of focus. Mileage was increased due to we now have a board member that lives in the Oklahoma City area. So whenever they do meet, it does cost quite a bit more for her to attend the meetings and to claim that mileage. So we increase that. Supplies, we really need to modernize the office more with the lack of equipment that we have at this point. It really hinders us, from time to time. As far as printing supplies, copy supplies that we might need in the future. Advertising, the board's goal was to actually advertise the elections more this year and for future years. So anytime that we might partner in with different programs like public relations, for example, we would like, if they would need our assistance in helping do advertising, commercials, things like that, just like we have right now, we have a commercial airing. Fortunately, PR was able to, or communications was able to front the bill for that and pay that without us, offering any assistance, but we don't know if that's going to be the case in the future, so we set aside some money for that. Election expenses, that's going to stay the same. That's the approximated cost it's going to take to cover the stipends for the election workers for their mileage, for their training. Telephone and the fax on site, of course, the rate went down from the previous year. Plus, we are going to actually discontinue one of the telephone lines because right now we do have 4 direct lines to the office. So with that reduction, that lowers it down to $46.70 from $84, the previous year. But the communications, that's to actually for cell phones for the board members and also for Wi-Fi services. A lot of our database is actually becoming more mobile. We're able to do more things off-site. But one of the things that's a hindrance is a lot of these things we have to have a connection to the internet and the Wi-Fi, you know, would help us do that. So that way we can go out and give us the ability to register people and put them in our database instead of just having them fill out a piece of paper, you know, and taking it back to the office. We can do things on site and on demand. The indirect cost rate is lowered. So you see that reduction there. Contractual, that's the line item that we actually take for the, that we use for, to pay for the election services. Automated election services is the current vendor that we're using to provide all the ballots and the ballot machines for the elections. And legal services is for, to pay legal fees for an attorney should we need one. $30,000, that was the same requested amount for last year. The contractual, the differences in the pricing for the primary, since it falls in 2017's budget, more material, you know, because you got more candidates, you know, across the board, so that that's why it costs more this past year, and it's going to cost less this coming year for the general to provide materials for the general election. And equipment, the copiers that we're getting quotes for, the printer, we're trying to consolidate into one main printer, and it's going to cost, you know, a little over $5,000. So we thought that $5,000 would get us there. So overall, we got a reduction in over you know, $33,000 from last year's budget, $532,476. That's what we're requesting for this year.
Any questions?
I just have one. So the legal services, is that for Mr. Cowens?
We are not currently using Mr. Cowens at the moment, but we are talking to Mr. Wiley.
Any questions? Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. A roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Thank you.
We're in the college, right?
Do what?
The college one.
Oh, okay.
Got a new one for that one. College got a new one.
Next is College of the Muscogee Nation. Okay,
this is just your bio.
Yeah, I know. 3369228.
Okay, you ready? Okay, ours is, as far as going down the line items, it's pretty simple this year. Most of our budget is all going into salary and fringe. And we've added a tutoring specialist and some adjunct instructors. We inherited a caseworker that was, we got on a grant, the grant expired, so we picked up the salary. Then we picked up two part-time works, two work-study peer tutors for some of the programs. If you'll see the enrollment that we had as it increases and as we became accredited, then we had to start getting some other programs coming in. So how do we fund everything else, right? Uh-huh. So scholarships this past year, we paid out $1,497,000 in scholarships. We tried to cut costs. One way we cut costs was we took over our own phone system and internet, where we would have paid $70,000, we are now paying $46,299 to help cut some costs on there. We are expanding our student housing by 5 units, and that'll bring in some more students that'll be able to stay on campus from 64 to 84. Most of our covering our costs is from our BIE. We're the only tribal college this past year that showed an increase in enrollment. The other tribal colleges showed a decrease, and we were the only ones. The funding level is still the same. It's still at 7,000 to something, and we're still working on that. And in fact, at one point we thought we might, with the new president in, we thought we might lose some of the funding, but we're able to get it through. So that will fluctuate. That funding will always fluctuate for us. We do bring in a little bit of Pell money. Not all of our students apply for Pell. But those that do, that brings in to help offset some of the costs in our like textbooks and other things. So we haven't, and then we purchased some additional property. So we've had a lot of projects going on at the college, and so we kind of had to shift some of our funding toward the salary and fringe at this time.
Any questions?
We got the certificate of occupancy yesterday for 3 of the units, mm-hmm. and the other 2 will be ready by the end of next week. So all, yeah. And then we still have the student lounge that will be ready in 30 days, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that. And it's filling up quickly.
That's great.
And the fall semester starts on the 28th, so they'll be ready.
Right now, our enrollment's up 11 full-time students right now from a year ago with 2 weeks to go. So, and I think we enrolled like 6 yesterday.
170 something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are they all Creek students? Or do
they have 90% are. It's always, we've stayed pretty consistent at 90% Creek and 99% total native. So.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Second by Representative Scott. A roll call vote, please.
Troy Steer?
Yes.
James Shanks?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Okay.
Thank you. Next is risk management, emergency management, and arbor care services all together.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. You?
Start out with the risk management budget. We've increased it by about $56,000 this year. It's the first time we've actually had an increase in our budget for the insurance cost, but we've added at least 4 new policies that we never had before. We've got a travel accident liability for the seniors that's doing the traveling that we've had to take out, liquor liability, cyber liability, and also pollution liability for the stations that we put in the gas station up north, mainly for that. And so that's been an additional property that we've purchased and acquired, and we'll have some more come on this year with reintegration. And the type of classification and function they're going to be doing down there with the residence training facilities and the classification of welding and the training that they're going to be doing, it's going to be a higher classification rating for at-risk situations or hazards and things like that. So the insurance is going to cost a little more. We have several unoccupied facilities out there. They cost more. You know, when you have unoccupied, it costs more than one that's occupied. We have several that are unoccupied that's been purchased in the last 3 to 5 years.
Questions?
Motion to approve the risk management portion.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve the risk management. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That one is approved for risk management. Emergency management.
Okay, it's by law, so that is.
Yeah. Okay. Arbor care services.
Okay. I put the budget in, and it's told by finance to go ahead and put the arbor care supervisor back in and take him out of the risk management budget and put him back in the arbor care budget. In doing so, it's increased that budget $133,798, and that's fringe and salary. And but it'll get everybody back underneath the same funding account instead of risk management paying the supervisor. And we did that over the last administration when we could move money from one department to another, and to give the rate to give raises to the workers. That's basically why we ended up doing it. That's the increase.
Thank you.
We won't be changing the salary at all. It'll just put him back in. Yeah, right.
Any questions?
All your employees get performance evaluations?
Yeah, we get alerted by HR when they send them over. We do them, and I know all the ArborCare boys, I've done them for the last 4 or 5 years now, 3 or 4 years. And all, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Booker, how much do you pay a month on the building there itself? We don't own it, correct?
No, it's owned by a citizen, not a Creek citizen, but a resident.
What do you say?
Sylvia, it's 12, is it 1200?
Yes.
1200 a month, and utilities.
And you've been having issues, I understand?
Oh, yeah. It's tore apart right now. We've got water leaks, we have pipe leaks, and then when it rains, it runs through the building from the construction that was done upstream, which is DeVita's up on the north end of it. All that runoff there from the city, from the parking lot and the roof, puts it down on our property. Now it's running in the back of the building from the back all the way through it to the front, full of mold and mildew. We leave it open all day long, and the fan's blowing. And so I haven't had no water for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now. We keep everything up on the floor, but yeah, it's you know, we've had paper, reams of paper, what have you, on the floor. We keep all the computer stuff up after it's, it has damaged them in the past, but we know better now, so we try to keep everything picked up off the floor as best possible. But it's pretty bad.
Is there anything in the budget for, as far as that?
Well, right now, Mr. Hicks, we're working on a grant. James knows more about it than I do. It's an emergency management. Actually, it's a pre-hazard mitigation grant, and we're shooting to try to get it into a 90-10 match, and he can, if you have any questions, he can elaborate on it later. So we're working that direction, trying to get use it for safe rooms, and then we could actually make it a incident command station out of it. We could probably get risk management, ArborCare, and emergency management all together in one area. That's what we've got that in the works. We've been working on pretty hard for about 2 weeks. Actually, been working with the grant writers, and I think it's November 1st, the date we got to put it in, have it done by it. And hopefully we get awarded that, and we can move forward with that.
Any more questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve budget. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Troy Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion is, budget is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Secretary of Education and Training.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We will turn to this work page. Budget amount requested, $410,791. There was a slight increase in the salary and wages. We had two individuals leave, and we hired two positions back. We also brought on the special projects coordinator that's been in the budget for several years. We did bring them on in the last month after the budgets were submitted. So that is the reason for that increase. There is a slight increase in travel because of the new person. There will be some training involved. The other expense would increase would be a vehicle lease, a GSA vehicle for the department. Those are about the only differences from last year to this year.
Yeah.
Good.
Any questions? Representative Deer.
Do all your employees get opportunity for training?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, most of the departments that are here today do offer training for all their employees, and they do get substantial training. Our department, if needed, yes. The STEP program is very involved in training. In my department, the administrative assistant, as well as the office manager, if needed, they will go, but most times they do not require.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No questions? Motion? Motion by Representative Jennings to approve the budget. Is there a second by Representative Deer? Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you for your support.
This is Johnson O'Malley.
Except for the adjustments because of the indirect costs, the decrease in the indirect costs, and just move some money around. A little extra in travel, and conferences, and seminars, and supplies. And of course, we decreased our fund, so we had to make adjustments for that as well. The only other increase on the budget that I oversee was the Dalton Hill Memorial Scholarship that we give out for Challenge Bowl senior male and female. We increased that $1,000. We were given $500 each to a male and female, but we're increasing that to $1,000 this year. We did put some in our money we received from the BIE. We did put some money in the conference seminar line item for in-service and things like that so that we can buy incentives for those meetings and anything that for cost that's associated with those meetings.
$22,000.
No, it's $10,000. It's on the one from the BIE. It's 723-890.
I think it's the set up there in the Department of Interior.
Yes.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you, Doug.
Next is the Eufaula Dormitory.
Hello, our only significant change is we've added a part-time cook in anticipation of high enrollment this year, and we put a little bit of money in building maintenance in anticipation of some minor building projects. Other than that, everything's pretty much the same.
Some of your positions are funded at 50%. What is the other problem?
Yes, ma'am. We have we are awarded two grants. One is for operations and maintenance, and one is for education. And so, myself and our office manager, we get half of our salary comes out of each.
Students you have?
Yes, sir. We have 76.
What's your capacity?
We're shooting for about 80 to 85. This capacity.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Thank you, Mr. York.
Thank you.
Next is employment and training workforce.
Oh, I need that one sheet. They have a correction on that sheet.
No changes, and just the only changes we had, we asked for more funding on the nursing program, $26,000 that we asked for, and then the other one was the travel program where we could fund the incentive for the spring and then the travel for the summer. We didn't have enough money to fund the ones that were going into those for the summer.
Oh, okay.
And then that was really the only changes on that, is those two. That's where we had to come and ask for more funding. And we helped like 10 nursing students on this past.
Oh, really?
Yes, and there's two that graduated over there. And then on the compressing natural gas, we have three.
Three.
On there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
summer youth counselors.
Mm-hmm. How do you figure their salary?
It's they get paid $11.15 an hour, and we get three on each. We have a federal program, and then we have the tribal program. And they get $11.15 an hour, and they work for like, I think it's 12 weeks, I think.
Well, it shows a salary of $89.20. Is that for both of them?
Yeah. Weeks is how we figure that. Yeah, 8 weeks.
They're 10 for sure.
10 weeks
for sure.
Mm-hmm. 10 weeks by the hour. Mm-hmm. 10 weeks by the hour.
Yes.
I have a question on your health career training. You haven't used any of that money?
They just started the program July, wasn't it? With Green Country and I think West Watkins. They'd had people that they've been interviewing or putting them through orientation, and then they put them into classes. And that's what we had to do. We had to add the books, tuition, fees on there in order to pay for the school that they're, whichever one they go to, in order to go in and pay for it. The only line item we had on there was the incentive, so I had to get a budget mark to get that, what we could pay the school.
Any more questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Thank you. Next is Department of Higher Education.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just want to make the point out on their budget on the adult end with the increase. It was established with NCEA 16-123 for the amount of $1,412,000. And the last council meeting, there was a supplemental, a new law, which was NC17-160 for an increase of the 290-900. It was a separate law, so it's going to reflect it in this, in their budget. Instead of supplementing the first law to set up that 1.4, it should have been, you know.
Amended.
But now it's got two laws that make up this total. So the first law should have been supplemented to bring it up to that 1.702-900. But it was created as a new law, so I could only appropriate the 290. So, but together, they make the 1.7.
Okay.
That's on the incentives.
Yes.
Good afternoon, councilors. Our budgets reflect slight increases to salaries to assist with living expenses for our undergraduate coordinators, postgraduate coordinator, and assistant scholarship officer. Additionally, we are the incentive grants have increased, and for the record, to let you all know how these have impacted the students. So, total awards for the year for incentive grants were 1,436 awards. When we match that to the tribal grant awards, which is our baseline number of students served, it is 2,624. So approximately 55% students on the higher education program are receiving the incentive grant. In other words, the over half of the student population on the higher education program are receiving 3.0 GPAs or better, which means we are contributing to the student success of Creek Nation citizens at higher education. As a part of that, with the increase in salaries, I believe that was an important performance mark for the undergraduate and the graduate coordinators. And again, that is to help with living expenses and provide uniformity to salaries. Additionally, where we are proposing for an additional budget assistance proposals is with an addition of a campus student engagement specialist through our postgraduate program. This person would work directly under myself. We see that the specialist must have a bachelor's degree in higher education, human services, business, or related. This person will assist the manager with institutional partnership development, organizing community and institutional outreach, student outreach, contacting and building relationships with university, college, tribal student centers, develop and implement higher education programs for citizens, in other words, programs like the Student Outreach and Resource Day, and event organizing. This person would also assist with building website resources, social media outreach, and program student outreach and communication.
Have you increased your scholarships for the postgraduate program?
Yes, so when we matched up numbers, this is to increase with the rising number of graduate students. And we've averaged it out within a certain number. It kind of levels off at some points, but this is to meet the need without coming back to having reappropriation. We were lucky this year, but we had limited funds to provide during the summer. And so this is to full consideration within the entire master's cohort.
How many do you get for the doctorate program?
So our number currently, as of the beginning of this month, has been in fall 2016 we had 77 doctorate level students. In the spring we had 74. So altogether, the academic year thus far has been 162 awards, with a few awards going out during the course of the winter, with students being on quarter systems, and we were able to assist a few students during the summer with setting.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget has been approved. Next is the Scholarship Foundation. Thank you.
Afternoon, representatives of HEW.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Okay, the only significant difference from last year is our salaries and wages went down significantly, as long as with the fringe and the indirect cost. Looks like it's going to be around $30,000 less than last year's current budget. And what I did was, is basically the foundation took a pretty hard hit last year in FY17. Basically what I did with this extra money that was difference between the salary and wages, what I'm asking for this year to last year, is I basically just kind of evened out our budget. What we want is we want a vehicle GSA lease. We ended up giving up that last year. That was a vital part of the foundation in carrying out our fundraising activities. We would like to ask for or request $5,000 to get that back. And then the equipment lease and rental went up roughly around $4,000. Since we changed to Miller, we've seen a significant change in our printing services. We've had to do a few budget mods, so I believe the $7,800 would be able to cover that without any budget mods within the coming up year. We did ask for $8,000 to travel. Last year we gave up our entire travel budget in order to help out with the 10% deficit for the budgets, and what we would like to request is some of that back in order to get back into training and philanthropy work for the foundation program in general.
You currently just have 2 employees. You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we do plan on at the beginning of the fiscal year to hire the resource development coordinator back.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Budget approved. No. Reintegration.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity today to come and present my budget to the committee. The major changes within the reintegration budget is where one change was on the salary and wages. We feel that we need to add a resident assistant to the 3 that we already have. The facility is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as we have clients on the facility. And as our current RAs are accumulating days off and different things like that, we need a relief person for holidays and different things like that. So we've asked for an additional resident assistant and one of my grant coordinators positions. I've reclassified that into a operations coordinator. And basically what that's going to do is help with the programming of setting up the different activities for our clients that's on site. Everything else pretty much is staying the same. Supplies did go up some, and that's a forecast of things we're going to need to do these activities with them, whether it be classroom instruction, GED, thinking for a change, victims impact, or if it's art classes. So we will need that supplies to make sure that we're able to provide those activities for them. Going down the list, since we are now housing, we can house up to 36 on site, we feel that the client services, because we're not renting apartments and we're not renting motels, hotels, or housing nearly as much as we were, because now we're there on site, so we reduced that amount by $50,000. Of course, we didn't need any. We don't foresee needing any major purchases of vehicles or equipment or anything like that. We're pretty much taken care of in that area.
I have one comment. Okay. And that's just your youth server, your youth coordinator. It needs to be reclassified.
Youth coordinator does?
Yes. You know, you have a top end of 41,579, and you have them at 43,000.
Okay. So I need to change the grade on that one. Okay, I'll make that change. Second part of the budget is for a revolving fund account, and basically we put on a toy drive every year for underprivileged children, and so we're in the process of doing fundraisers. We have a dodgeball tournament this Saturday at the Henrietta High School as one of our fundraisers. So we have asked for in the supply line item, that's to purchase things for Christmas for the kids, and then the conference seminars and meetings, that is for anytime that we have an event at the reintegration program, we can provide, you know, maybe some snacks or have the Christmas party for our kids, different things like that. and that comes out of our revolving fund account from donations and money raised with the activities.
Questions? Okay, just a second. Do we want them to come back with the changes on the grade or just go ahead?
What do you think?
I think it's just the one change. I think we could go ahead and pass it with the understanding that he would send it for a five schedule A.
Okay. Motion by Representative Scott to approve.
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Muskogee language. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's freezing.
It's bad, or if I'm just nervous, I'm shaking. Okay. Is everybody on the? We currently have, on behalf of the Muskogee language program, we come seeking approval for 2018 budget. We currently have an operating budget that is actually overall decreased by $21,527. The salary and wages are the same. We haven't increased any positions. We haven't lost anyone. There was a slight change of $236 on the fringe, which the difference was made up coming out of supplies. And travel is the same. I've decreased mileage by 500. And under other, everything is basically the same. The contractual of 5K was moved under the contractual line item itself. The rate change on the telephone and fax line was reduced. The indirect rate was reduced, which overall, for the regular operating budget, that's where we come up with the $21,000 decrease. And on the summer immersion camp, it's currently been operating on under the same amount of $36,754 since 2007. And so whatever applicants we get, we make that number work for us. We allow for 50 students, but normally it's between 26 and 30 students that we get. So any remaining funds from that, we offer a children's day camp for the smaller age groups, because currently the immersion camp is for 7th through 12th graders. We also have a revolving fund account that currently has $4,200 in it. $4,290 in that. So there's we use that. That revolving fund account comes from the CD sales that we do for phrases and CD-ROMs and phrase books that we offer. Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Thank you.
Minutes. Mm-hmm.
this Head Start.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Our budget was the federal budget was $2,317,620 on the glasses on. And with the gaming budget it's we match at 20%.
Say 610,633.
It's for the federal. It's 2,317.
2,317,620.
Yes.
So on the gaming side is 610.
Yes.
633. Okay.
Okay. I was just done. This grant is due the end of this month. I'm currently submitting it. I did notice some of the pay grades was wrong, so I can fix them. Four of them. I can change that picture. There is a line item for TMTA, which is a requirement of $28,772, and that is for training and technical assistance. And that one right there is mandatory. You can't mod any money in that line or take money out of it. Strictly for that.
On the gaming budget,
mm-hmm.
Your salaries have doubled?
No, they're 80-20, 80 on federal and 20% on gaming.
Well, you had 82,000 last year, and this year you have 173,000.
I don't have last year's. Front of me, there was some raises. When staff get their degrees, and then a position was added for collaboration advocate that we didn't have.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to work with the Head Start. I had a hand in this budget. There are actually a few more positions that we split that were 80-20 this year. We did that because the federal grant only allows so much money to be spent, so we had to add more positions into the gaming grant.
And and we keep a couple positions there because if somebody leaves us, we don't have, and you know, a means to pay annual either on that.
It's more positions and not raises, I'm just saying.
Yes. Disability aides, there's four on that, and then a collaboration advocate. Pardon me?
How's your building?
Which one?
The one. The one right over there.
Otmalgi?
No, right over here on the campus.
Yeah, Otmalgi's over here. It's good.
Because you had some problems before.
With the flooding?
Yes.
Yes, all the playground was done. Let me see, not last summer, the summer before we had the yard leveled. But I notice now it kind of, there's some water back on the east end. I'm going to have to look at some more drainage back there.
There were also some doors issued.
Yes.
Some issues that they were put in backwards. And so we had to go in and reverse how those, and we got that done.
And they're coming back for one of the latches or something that fell in the storm there. But they're safe if a storm comes, but they were put in wrong. You know, where we have our policy council meetings, then there are the doors. There's four there. Tulsa Center's been fixed. It had some trees down and stuff also when we did the playground here. We did Tulsa's, and then Eufaula's kind of, there's like a bike track around the gym. And with the rain, it made it like a little river. It goes around that, and so we was afraid if a child went off that they rode down. So we had yard work there done as well at that center. And it looks good.
What about the security issues? Have those been addressed?
We have security cameras at Eufaula, Shakota, Almagi in the front, and then also at Tulsa as well. And we did have a person do damage to one of our brand new buses at Shakota. We got them on, we've got the guy walking down the sidewalk and going around to the bus, and we did have to pay to get that fixed. And we have a police report. Light Horse was there, and I still need to meet with them more because I believe, and I'm not accusing anybody, but I think it's a person that lives in the housing there at Shakota. We like the cameras and the cameras that housing provides too, because we do playground checks and ground checks before the children are ever out, and you know, they get there at 7:30, maintenance and stuff, because we do find crackers in our yard, hidden socks and different things. So when we find this stuff, we call Light Horse, our facilities to come pick it up. So we're always on the alert, you know, looking and stuff for different things like that so that our children are safe and secure.
Thank you. And what were those four that you said that need to be changed?
It's the administrative assistant and the secretary on the first one. And then the, on the, toward the back, it's on this schedule right here. It's the Tulsa teacher here. the first TULSA teacher, and the very more toward the back. Yeah, you say TULSA, TULSA teacher.
Okay. There's three there.
Yeah, the first one, and then the Okima. Right there. Yeah, the grades wrong.
What's wrong with those teacher positions?
It says S.
SG7.
But they're still within the.
They are?
Yeah, they're still within the.
It didn't look like it on my.
They're the two.
Okay.
There were two additional ones on that first page, though, I think, towards the bottom.
I was thinking there was some down there.
Center supervisor, only center supervisor, Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those are outside the line.
Okay, I'll fix them. But I like the cameras, Mister.
Yes, Ruby. Okay, thank you, Minister. But on this, the Head Start, it could really get complicated. Right now, she's only estimating the 2.3176 that she's going to get.
Right.
And Head Start, you're required an 80-20% match. So, being that said, off that 2.3, you'll divide that by 80 to get the percentage what you need, which would be 579.45.
Okay.
Because you got to make up that sum number. Okay. On the match side, he's got 610. 633, but kind of over a little bit. But we won't know what this total is. And just like this year, same thing, she had to come back to supplement for like a $5,000 increase for the match because they came in and increased her federal dollars. And it has to match the 80-20 regardless. So it's just like an estimate until we get the numbers from the federal government, these numbers. We just don't know until we get it on the ground.
Yeah. So go into the SEBA then.
Okay, on the SEBA right now, okay, for 17, if you go to her, because our page where the actual federal grant is, the $2,340,143. Okay, her required match is going to be $585,036. You look on the gaming budget, she has $579,315. And then the page behind that, the interest on permanent fund is $5,721. When you add them together, that comes to $585,036, which comes to the 20% match because she was short.
Yeah.
So that just happens every year. You just don't know.
But we'll use 20%. But then
regardless, it's required 20% match.
You have to have it.
We have to have it.
So we can make the grade changes on these two and be all right?
Yes, there's a camera down there. So we can get together and
I thought there was more.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Professor Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. This is vocational rehab.
One for 605. It's a federal grant matching from the tribe and match in the tribe of 86 to 10. This is the same budget. And a 5-year grant. This is going into our fourth year. This is the same. It's been there's been minimal moving throughout the line items, but no increase in funds. No increase in salaries. We did on the chart on the federal side, we did move some money back into direct client assistance and increase in that line item, but again, no increase in funds.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second? Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Ruth Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you.
Next is the UCHI language.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Oh, good afternoon.
The requested UCHI budget for the fiscal year 2018 has remained the same as it was in 2017, with the adjustment of the fringe and the indirect costs. I was able to move a little bit of money around, kept the budget exactly the same. With the fringe just jumped up a couple of $100 from last year, and then the salary was the same as last year. And travel, I have the same as last year. I kept it the same, and then mileage, I kept it the same. With supplies, I moved it up $2,000 from $10,000 to $12,000. And then training fees were the same. I put some money in uniforms because we don't even have shirts or anything like that, and my staff has requested it in the past, so I added some money into that. And then the maintenance and repair remained the same. Fuel purchases, I moved it up $1,000 from $9,000 to $10,000, and then with the fees, I moved it also up from $200 to $500. Advertising's remained the same. Equipment lease and rental, I changed it from $1,000 and bumped it up to $1,500. Project activity, I've moved it up a little bit there, not quite $2,000. And then food purchases, I moved from $12,000 to $14,000. The building operations and maintenance office rent, I was able to keep the same. I spoke with the Kellwick Community Center, and they was in agreement with just keeping it the same. And then on the telephone and fax, I was told by finance that since we are off campus, our landline phones and fax and our cell phones that we have, that myself and my admin assistant carry, that they all fall under communications. So I took, didn't put any money in the telephone fax and moved it all under communications, and bumped it up about $500. And then on incentive payments, I was able to bump that up just a little bit from $1,580 to $2,201. And then the contract for our language consultant, lowered it from 8,000 to 6,000. And so that gives us a total of, with the indirect costs there, total of 367, the same amount as we had last year, 17. We had a really good year. We had a good, you know, good number amount of students. Our students' language retentancy has really bumped up, and we just finished our summer program. We had a good full program. We had the max amount of kids we could handle. And then starting Monday, we'll be starting our fall program. We're already receiving applications for our fall program, and we have received 5 applications for new students, and I'm expecting at least 2 to 3 more. The mother has come in and expressed interest in having her children start attending our program. A lot of it is due to word of mouth from the other kids talking about our program and the things they get to do. They talk to other kids at school, and then from hearing that, other kids that are Creek Nation citizens, they are get an interest and want to start coming. Which is really good, because some of our kids, that is the only cultural thing that they get in their lives right now. So a lot of their parents are interested in getting them involved. And then through our language program, we start taking them up to the ceremonial grounds and things like that. So it really gets their family back into the cultural part of our.
Question? Motion by Representative Scott for approval. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Dear?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Jerry got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. The budget is approved.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Scott?
Thanks,
sir.
Well, ladies, thank you for your time. Mr. Jennings?
Other business? Yes, any announcements? I think LNC meets at 5 today. No more announcements. Do you have any announcements, Chief? No announcements. Okay. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings. Second. Adjournment. Second by Representative Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. I would like to ask Representative Scott to give the benediction thing.
Father God, Lord, again, we come to you. Thank you for all your blessing, Lord, and love and mercy. Lord, we just ask for God and praise for all things.